His parents looked at each other across the dinner table. "Well, you're right," his father said. "It's not fair." "Then why does it happen?" Jean started to say. "Who would cause trouble if they came in?" Her father shook his head. "It's sad to say, there are still a lot of folks who don't think white people and black people ought to mix anywhere. The law sees it differently. It says that African Americans and all other kinds of Americans ought to be able to go anywhere they want, movies, hotels, swimming pools, without asking anyone's permission. But your friends are right. There are some people out there who would cause trouble." "That's not the way it should be," Dan declared. Chapter 2. Another Hot Day. It was summer vacation. Soon both Dan and Jean were caught up with packing and planning for 2 weeks at camp. When Dan thought about what had happened at the pool, it bothered him. Then he more or less forgot about it. But when he got to camp, he saw something that he'd never noticed before. Everyone there was white. The 2 weeks raced by. Dan and his friends learned to paddle and steer a canoe. They practiced swimming and diving in the lake. One day, a famous basketball player who had once gone to the same camp joined the campers in a pickup game. Dan and his friends lined up to get his autograph.